Now listen and answer questions 17 to 20.
Regardless of where you go, at the end of the programme you get a global travelling certificate, as long as you can explain your experience. You can provide a written log of what you did. I recommend writing journal or blog entries about what you do every day, or a weekly summary of each day. Of course, you don't have to write up a formal report or anything like that, and you need to apply for it once you have returned. Some students may want to know whether this is a paid internship. Actually, you have to pay for the flight there yourself. But you have the opportunity to create your own small business, which could earn you money if it's successful. So basically, you pay for it all up front, but when you're there, you can find ways to make money. That is to say, you pay for 2/3 of the cost up front as a deposit, and then give the final instalment 1 month prior to your return. Finally, I have to remind you that you need a health check before you go to make sure you're not going to spread any communicable diseases. In addition, before you go, you don't have to attend any meetings or workshops. You'll meet everyone you'll be working with once you get there. Okay. Well, that's all I've time for today. Thanks for listening, and I'm happy to take any questions if you have them.
That is the end of section 2. You now have half a minute to check your answers.